Minnie?
Holly?
Minnie is a lucky secretary. Okay, these are our officers. Is this on? Yeah, it is.
Now, I those are the tentative set of bylaws. But from this meeting, we do need a set of bylaws.
Just like any other committee, each committee has bylaws. And these bylaws are the same ones that we remember passed to you when we went to the meetings. You don't have those copies?
No.
You have yours somewhere in here? Can I see, please? Let's see, the main thing, if there's any changes that you want to change, the main thing, this, the bylaws say that this committee shall be named the Regional Johnson O'Malley Committee, huh? Or what is this, the name?
The Manila Regional Johnson O'Malley.
The Manila Regional Johnson O'Malley Committee. And then its purposes, its reasons to serve as a link between local GM projects, Alaska Federation, GM, the Rural Cap, and all other agencies related to the planning and operation of local education programs. In other words, this this board will serve, if there's anything that comes up that has to do with education or operation or planning, anything in the line of education, planning anything to do with education or any operation, this group will serve as the voice, as the regional voice for the JOM. And then it says to set policies and procedures, GM program staff and developing resources, designing working programs, to identify program community needs. Richie, you should briefly go over these. Such as they are, briefly say what they are. Like this one right here, can you get an idea what this is? To serve as the link between all, between AFA and all of these.
Anybody want to volunteer?
Or just get a broad view of these things here.
Lo pati next lock you with man. Go to Roma, by law, me, that's no matter good. Except on my own, I would do it. I think. She would live with Anna, how many of you can copy just us two?
Yeah, that's true. Marie's seen them, yeah. Renee's seen them?
Yeah.
Oh. You might know. the operation of, to shorten the back of the Senate. This is a bunch of words mostly,
Just means.
To set policies and regulations, huh?
Yeah, well, I think maybe just explaining a little more.
Just explain.
Yeah, there's, like we said before, there are going to be local committees in each village. They'll have officers and members and bylaws too. But then we're having a regional, because there are some programs that we have now and that we are applying for Johnson Miller funding. Johnson Miller funding is basically Native education funding that's sort of supplement programs where there's an educational need that isn't being met somehow now. It's money to put a program in for that. And there are the local programs that some villages are applying for. Like a bilingual course or an arts or art course or a skin science course to be run right in the school. And all those types of programs will be handled pretty much by the local community and applied for through the local school. Then there are some of these regional programs, like the cultural heritage program that just got started or is getting started this year. Hope to continue next year, which will include all the villages in the region. It won't be working just one village. It will be working all the villages. And that's why we would like this committee, the regional committee, to more or less be in charge of overseeing the regional programs. Maybe we should explain a bit about
So that's why we wanted, this committee, this newly formed committee, should adopt or in one way, one form or another, these bylaws, right?
Some type of bylaws.
Yeah, maybe not these if you folks don't like them, but every committee has a set of bylaws. And this committee should adopt some set of bylaws. We don't have to do it right now. But maybe between now and the end of the meeting, we could just kind of pass this around and they'll get a glimpse of it. We were going to go one by one down this whole thing, but if we can get it around, those that have not seen it, they'll get a glimpse of it. It's kind of hard to, without reading each, kind of hard to do just an overview anyway. So between now and the end of the meeting, we'll adopt these, or we'll change some of them, or we'll adopt some. See, Mary and many haven't seen them. So just kind of pass it around during the whole meeting.
And another thing, you can, even once you accept bylaws, you can change the amendments on this too.
Yeah.
You can make additions later on.
Even if you folks accept these, if there's some changes later on, you can make changes.
It's not like you're accepting these forever and ever.
So getting into the program, or is it okay if we tell any folks now about the program, our program?
Yeah.
Okay. We wrote, we are writing, we in Manila, that's Bruce, Ann, and myself, are writing a regional program, including every village, and which you are going to be the regional board for our regional program. And we are writing, including three things in it, a cultural heritage program, a preschool program, and a counseling. And it's going to have these three things. Every village is going to be included in the cultural heritage program. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that pretty soon. Only Norvik, Kayana, Selwick, Kibalina, only the ones with high schools are going to be included in the counseling program. And then the preschool program will give you a background. Bruce, you're going to take it kind of from there and going to the program.
Okay. Well, maybe we should, even before that, we'll just say that this is all kind of coming at the last minute. It's been kind of hectic in the meal the last 2 weeks. We just got the new application, the new regulations a few weeks ago. Windows have about a week and a half of bad weather. We couldn't travel at all.
So it was just about a week and a half, 10 days, about 2 weeks ago, that they told us that we have to go to every single village and form a parent committee. And plus, this proposal was due, and we had to have this all done by the 17th. So it's been kind of a mess, and there's been places we haven't been able to get into that we want to become with. So we don't have the proposal finished, all typed up and all finished, like we told you we might. We will by the 14th, that's Friday, and we will send each village a copy of our proposal, right? As soon as we get it finished, we'll mimeograph copies and send each village a copy of the proposal. But what we are going to try to do now is tell you all about it and ask questions. Anytime you want to interrupt or know something, ask. Don't be afraid to hear it. In Eskimo English, it doesn't matter. Anything.
So I'll just discuss a little bit for what we are planning right now, what we and if you have any comments on that, things you think maybe should be changed, or if there's some things that are left out that you think you should be added, it's not too late to do that. And that's why we, this would be a plan here. So, but like Jim said, we have three components, starting with cultural heritage.
In the proposal, are you saying a researcher per se? Are you specifying a researcher? But I thought, does it mean that we're tying each village to a researcher?
Well, it's a researcher, but the local committee
I'm finding
the
out that they don't really like the term village researcher, nor do they understand it. And especially in those villages where there isn't one. It's just a strange term. They don't even understand the term cultural heritage. It's too big and it's too,
Well, it's the concept that's important, not the word. Yeah. I think.
What does cultural heritage mean?
To me,
then maybe we can have a.
Explain.
Like even me in the villages, I had a hard time explaining what cultural heritage. There's no Eskimo word for cultural heritage. There isn't. And you know, to just say cultural heritage in Eskimo is, you can't. There's no word for it.
You need to give back.
Yeah.
Your money.
But then you know, so to you, what does it mean? Does that give us an idea?
Okay.
Not, I don't want to put you on the spot for anything, but for an example, like.
For example, what the person could be doing is, but the tape recorder taping.
Well, no. What does cultural heritage mean to you? We haven't defined the term cultural heritage.
What culture is sort of all aspects of your society and people, the history and the heritage is sort of that type of combination of things, but over the past. Is that clarifying at all for you to do your work? What kind of cultural heritage would be sort of the old ways?
The old ways of how people lived.
How they lived, what they did.
What they did,
how they lived.
Snowballs and fish racks and stuff, and we'll have all these tapes translated. And Morgan can train, right. And we'll put them in little books and we'll get them out to the school. So the kids will pick up a book and they'll say, oh, my mother wrote this. You'll have the people's names on it, because on the tapes, when they get tapes from people, they'll have their names on the tapes and in the books when it's transcribed and put into book form, you'll have, you know, the people's names. So for a change, the kids in the schools will be reading about their own people, their relatives, their people, instead of about Dick and Jane and the green and red stop sign, which we don't even, you know about. And we'll pass these, try and get these books around into a lot of the villages. Now about the videotape, we want to do some videotape and film it too in this line.
Yeah.
You want to explain a little bit about that?
Yeah.
How we want to do some videotaping so we can give some tapes to the schools.
Yeah, well, see, Johnson O'Malley, as we said earlier, is concerned with education. So they wouldn't, the reason they're involved in this cultural heritage project is because the material that we gather will be used in education, will be used in these works and in other courses and things. And one way of getting material into the schools in a way that's even more effective or dramatic or keeps the students' interest more than just listening to tapes or reading books is when they can see something too. So we are hoping in the proposal to have someone who is sort of skilled in movie making in some different media, videotaping and movie making, to be on the staff and to work with the researchers and the local parent communities and this regional committee and see what they want to do as far as anything to film. Like if they want to go in one village and film a honey group, people going out there, someone making a bird park baskets, or if they want to make a film on different types of foods, or building tools, or anything. We'll have the people here who have the equipment to be able to make that, and then to use this in the school. Still up to this committee and the local committees to decide what they feel is important and how it should be filmed. It's not just going to be somebody going in and saying, I'm going to film like this, but it'll be more like the various committees.
And we're including, allowing in our budget 4 acres for each village. Whatever this Jay Webster, which we're calling a village researcher, but the parent committee in each village can give the direction of whatever they want this person to do.
Researcher type person. Now, if you want this person just to work with the bilingual program in the schools or like the system to go out with the tapes that they want to use in the program, you can.
So whatever each village wants their person to do.
And the local committees will also probably be the ones who will be hiring these people.
school program, can you talk about that?
I have a question.
Oh.
All this information that we should give somebody, will we translate it and make it, you know, like a book form and send it to the region?
Yeah, there's some money, there's $3,000 putting in for printing supplies. And we're also putting in on a consulting basis, materials developed for education specialists who will be used in final production or using the materials with a lot of material as one putting it together. So hopefully next year we will be able to produce a couple of materials.
So in other words, he's asking who's gonna do the printing? Who or to here in Manila?
To translate things or.
And he's asking two questions. Who's gonna be interpreting and translating these tapes? And who's gonna be the reviewing the real thing?
Okay, well, in the budget also, there's money for a linguist to do a translator. And that could be a local person here. Paid to do the translation. And then there's also some money in there for consulting basis or local illustrator to do some of the art
pictures.
So what would happen, the materials developer, once everything is translated, sort of the idea is pretty well put together. Then this person will come in and organize it, you know, like what goes on, what needs to be, where to put the pictures. The education specialist will say, well, you should have, you know, these three concepts that you work on at the third grade level, work that way. And then the material will all be ready to be sent out to the printer.
All laid out, interpreted, illustrated, everything that will be sent out. The one concern that I find every village is asking about is, well, you know, we just can't, I guess, have one linguist because the dialect is different. Like a Buckland, if they pick up something or sell it, they should be early interpreted if possible. We're lucky we would have Ruthie Ray up here maybe to do sellings. But Buckland, there's a little difference.
I think Ruthie can grasp most of it.
Yeah. But like, I'm back in Kimberley, it's